We're going to study the Maral on his Drushas al HaTorah. Drush al HaTorah, page Yud Aleph, in these editions of the Drushas Maharal. Drush al HaTorah, Yud Aleph, the right-hand column. Now, before we begin, I just wish to mention that what he's leading up to is how Moshe Rabbeinu comes on Har Sinai to receive Torah, then is in Shemayim, and the Medrash says how the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma li yalud isha beinenu? What is a son of man, a son of a woman doing up here in Shemayim? Why is there a bus of Adam? And the Maharal is going to discuss about, you know, really about this term, that it's not bus of Adam so much as Yelud Isha, what that phrase is used, why that phrase is used. Ma li Yelud Isha Beinenu. So when he was up in Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's reception was not such a warm welcome. What's he doing here? Amar Lahem Mekabel Torah Ba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, he's coming to receive the Torah. And then the Malachim try to say, but it's a desirable treasure that you don't want to give away. It belongs here. You don't want to give it to man, and so on and so forth. We're going to focus just on one aspect of this issue and why they felt that Torah doesn't belong to us and how they were very wrong. And why the expression Yilud Isha specifically even proves that the Malachim were not correct. And why they use that phrase and why the Medrash uses that phrase will be part of what the Maral discusses, and we'll get back to it toward the very end. So, first, let's look at the beginning of this second paragraph on page Yud Aleph, right-hand column. V'tziva lahavi az Minchas Sa'irim. Mincha Minchas Sa'irim. That we are told after we become a nation, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, day after Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 16th of Nisan, to bring a carbon mincha of Sa'irim, of barley. Now, barley is not typically found in carbonates. As a matter of fact, there's only one carbon mincha of barley, and that's for a Saita. And it's not with complementary character. It's because she did something that's so incorrect and so base that she brings the Minchas Kinois, as it's called, of barley. So therefore, except for the Omer, we don't find that we bring Karbonois or Minchas of barley. And here, it's barley. So everybody famously knows that the answer is because barley is a Meichel Behema. That's the very simple food that animals eat, and the process of moving from that base level and from having the character of Nefesh Behemis overwhelm us, where we are the barley eaters, to becoming the people of Shtei Alechem that's brought of wheat on Shavuos, the process of becoming the great people that we are in Klal Yisrael is the process of the Omer and the counting from the Omer from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Zman Matan Teresenu. But the Maral has a completely different approach to the idea of what it is that we have to understand about Meichel Behema. And what he says is really, really very fascinating. Moving down about 15 lines from the beginning of this paragraph. Quotes from the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shreichem Zerei Al Kol Mayim, Mshalchei Regel Hashor V'Hachamor. Tanu Devei Eliyahu, the Medrash Tanu Devei Eliyahu, Gemara says, Yosim Atzmoy, Lo'olam Yosim Atzmoy Kishor, Lo'ol, U'Kachamor, L'Masui. That a person should be like a shor, like an ox, that's capable of taking on a very heavy burden, and capable of a tremendous yoke and capable of then of plowing the field with the yoke on its neck, across its shoulders, and then making work on the field bring out ultimately peros hasada, tvuas hasada, ukechamar lemasu, and like a chamar that bears tremendous amount of weight and can carry a tremendous amount on its shoulders and in its saddle packs. For what purpose? Al divrei Taira, for the sake of divrei Taira. Adkan, that's the expression, that's the nature of the Maamar Chazal. Harei ki ha'adam tzarech sheyidama l'shar v'chamar. So we see a person should be like an ox and like a donkey. Hamyuchodim l'farach ha'avoida, which are uniquely suited for the very heavy work. V'yet shichmo l'zbol, and then lean our shoulder into the work for the sake of divrei Torah. Now he explains exactly what these two species and what their qualities of hard work mean to us, what we will mimic as they are found in Shor and Chamor. B'zachar shnei aminim hema hashor v'hachamor l'hayro'as shnei sugei oil avodase b'tayr. Because these are two types of dedication to Torah, two areas of applying ourselves, and they are both very important, and they both are one like Shor, the other like Chamor. Kitzarach shiyasa atzma kechamor lamasa. Shehu bal guf chazak, we have to be able to bear with great strength all of that which physically is required of us to do the mitzvahs and to study the Torah. Kedichsiv, like the Pasuk says, the chamor is a symbol of power to withstand and to hold up under great weight. Chamor gorem, reveitz bein hamishpusayim. Shenoisei ol godol v'holich b'yemu b'layla, it continuously walks, carries this weight around. V'ein le'menach v'nachas margoya l'gufay, it has no rest, no time off for its physical body to recoup. No. Even at nighttime, it's waiting for the first opportunity, and instead of lying down, it just crouches waiting between the stone henge of the, or the stone hedges, excuse me, of the vineyard, and is waiting to be able to move on and again continue its great work. Kein yia ha'adam mitzad gufo, sheyishtabed gufo lemasui ha'toira b'li menoach. A person should dedicate his physical power fully for the sake of work without rest, as it says in Yehoshua, v'kitiksiv v'higisu b'yomim v'layla. So that's the actual physical dedication of time and effort for the study of Torah. Noisaf al zeh, in addition to which, yishabed bo koyach ha'nafshi asher loy el ha'Torah. In addition to which, a person should add, of course, dedicating the great work of the mind and the koyach haseichel, kibechinas hashor shekoyach gadol, with the attitude of strength. So one is the physical forbearance and ability to carry what physically has to be carried day and night in order to be truly studying the Torah, dedicating ourselves to the Torah, even though it will cause us to be without rest and will become perhaps physically, you know, broken down. But no, we won't allow that to happen. We'll be like the chamar that stands up under the strain. And then, in terms of the force with which we dedicate ourselves mentally, that's the kayach of the shor. Hinei elu shnei dvarim heim neged guf v'nefesh ha'odom. These correspond to, on the one hand, the guf, what physically we have to dedicate ourselves to in order to properly take on the knowledge and gain the knowledge of Torah, and then what we have to dedicate ourselves to spiritually, the preparation of the nefesh. Shebishneim yihye amel b'Torah. We have to be dedicated and very much strive bodily and spiritually to learn and then understand the Torah. Now, the idea, he goes on to say, of the shor, where he explains why he says that the shor is representative of the mental efforts and all of the thought that goes into figuring out and finding and delving into the truths of Torah, he beautifully describes as the fact that the shor that's dragging and pulling what it must through the field to turn over the soil, well, that means that it's breaking new ground. And it's discovering and preparing fertile ground. And it means that it's leveling ground. In other words, it's preparing for the karka, for the substance in which you can produce and bring out tvua and peros. So if you skip a few lines, you'll see that what he says is that the idea of the shor is that it's meshava b'koichoi kol tel gvoa, that it evens the soil and bumps and small hills are leveled. V'la'akor karka kashel lachrosh ulefarer b'koich shaloi. It breaks up the hard ground with its great strength. Ba'asher koich nafshei godol kinemar v'rav tvois b'koich hashor. That with great work of the shor, rav tvois, you're able to produce a great bounty of harvest. V'chein adavar mamish im yesh la'odom lafonov iyun kashe b'yayser. When you have to study Torah and you have to understand what that Blat Gemara, what that sugi is all about, what, that's what you're doing. Humeshave kol akum, you're straightening out things that otherwise seem to be twisted and unclear. V'davar kashe, and something difficult, b'iyunoi v'kayach nafshei, by looking into it deeply and putting a tremendous personal mental effort into it to understand it. It's a beautiful way to explain what that Gemara means, that for the sake of Torah we have to be like a chamor, that is so much physically dedicated, and yet also like a shor, because we have to apply ourselves and use mental energy and not rest until we have clarity, until we have discovered that which is the truth of what we're studying, and then out comes the bounty of knowledge and understanding and insight, the peros. Ulekach behizchil lisfar. Therefore, as we begin to count from when we are a simple people, a nation, but without Torah knowledge and without Torah in our guts, in our very nature, yet when we're still just the erstwhile slaves, ulatzapois el kabbalas haTorah, we are merely looking forward to, anticipating receiving of the Torah. Ra'uy az v'nachayin. It's correct, and it's proper and fitting that at that point, ra'uy az v'nachayin lifnei elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lahakriv karban se'irim, that we recognize as we serve Hashem, we are in the level of those who must do the work of the shor and the chamor, shehem ma'achal behema. Not that we are at a level that you could describe, we're merely like a shor, merely like a chamor, versus a greater human being. No. We are preparing ourselves by doing the work. A beautiful, beautiful explanation. The Maral says, the idea of the mincha of se'irim is that we say, we are dedicating ourselves like the chamor and the shor. We are going to be dedicating ourselves to understanding and learning so that we can understand and learn and gain the insight, knowledge, and ultimately the personality of Torah. That's why they had those specific karbanos of Minchas Seirim offered. Because we are being reminded that we are going to be mekayim la'olam yosim atzmai kishar la'ol v'kachamor l'masai. Now, continue the second drawn line on our page, because he's now going to begin make a different point, yet another point about man And now we're beginning to talk about man as his potential and as receiver. In this case, receiver of Torah. B'she'yev shel adam lekabel ha'Torah ki ela al yedei mida zois, she'yase atzmoi ki behema ovedes ha'adama. A person has to be, as we just said, one dedicated to the work of the Adama. Now, the reason he now switches and uses the word Adama instead of Karka will be clear in a minute. B'shegam hu yavod admasai. Because a person should recognize that Adam, he is Adam, that's what he is. He is Adama. He is mere Adama with tremendous potential. And that's what Adama is. Adama is there where you can plant, and if you plant correctly, and if you bring all the nutrients that the soil needs, you bring all the nutrients that can bring out the best crops, a bounty will ultimately be harvested. You make of yourself a great human being. You are a fertile plot of land. That's why man is called Adam. B'shigam hu yavod admasai hu ba'atzmai. He is the Adama. Shenikra al shem ha'adama ka'amar. Man is that plot of land. Man is that Adama. That if he works on himself, he's going to be able to bring out tremendous, tremendous tvois and peiros. Uksiv. Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'adam v'ayinichayu bagan began Eden la'avda u'lashamra. La'avda u'lashamra. Amru chazal la'avda zu mitzvah saseh. And the Shamra Mitzvah Slice say, Hare, Ki Nikra Ha'adam Adama, Kasher Amarnu. Adam comes from the word Adama, not just because that's from whence we were taken, but because the potential is for us to develop ourselves and cause great things to grow within us, from us, like a plot of earth, like an expanse of land that's treated and worked on. If it's worked on with dedication and worked on with a tremendous amount of effort, you can bring out tremendous things in a person. If a person works on himself, and if a person works on himself in his Torah, and in his Torah personality, in his knowledge, and in his Torah ways of life, if his entire being becomes the Torah saturating his essence, out will come such fantastic peros. The development of what kind of a person he will be is like bringing out the most fantastic peros from the Adama. V'chol zeh ki ha'adam hu chaser be'eis briyaso. Now, he says, understand, this is the case specifically for Adam, and not for other creatures, but specifically for Adam. Because Adam is this vast potential, but it requires a tremendous amount of work if anything good is going to come out of him. Hu chaser be'eis briyaso. He is completely chaser. He has nothing and is very limited, particularly if he doesn't develop, he will be and remain a boor. And he's going to talk about that expression in a moment. V'tzarech she'yeh nevad. A human being has to be worked. We have to work on ourselves. V'yoytze lefoel al yedei avoda, and come out ultimately being very, very successful and actualizing potential, but it takes work. Ka'adama hazois, like the land that a farmer has to work. Shetzricha avoda latzeis al yedei el hapoel, to bring out a crop from the land. K'moy kein ha'odom yoytze lefoel al yedei Torah u'mitzvahis. So man is the ultimate in Adama. And he's going to say in a moment that in the case of other creatures, their nature is set. You don't have to train them. They have a nature, and their nature will cause them to behave in very, very predictable ways. But not so man. Man is this vast array of potential behaviors that could eventually become part of this person's character, part of this person's set. But it all depends on the work that's put in. Let's continue. The third section here. Vehu, mashikasuv, beparsha zos, kasher bo'u lekabel ha-toyra. Bachodesh ha-shlishi, letzeis b'nei Yisrael, meyadis mitzrayim, bayom hazeh, bo'u midbar sina. So the Torah there says that they came to Midbar Sinai on the first day of the third month, the first day of Sivan. Bo'u Midbar Sinai. But the Torah doesn't leave it at that. The Torah actually takes a step backward. Neisaf al mashen emar achrechein. In addition to what the Torah then goes on to say, tracing backward, going backward to where we had come from, vayisu merfidim vayachanum bamidbar, which means that the Torah is telling us again that we left from Rifidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, and we came to Sinai, Ashikvar Hoysa Hasha'ela. It's a well-known question. Lamav Alma Hayutzarach Lichbol Vilichtoi Vayachnu Bamidbar. Why repeat this fact that we're in the Midbar? Achri Ashikvar Nemar Lifneze, Bo Midbar Sinai. Therefore, he answers, Aval Hakosuv Boloi Matrilo. The point in that second pasuk, Vayisu Merifidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, is to stress Bamidbar. That we were going to be in a midbar, and that's where we could become a people if we receive Torah. If we receive Torah, Achrei Ashekvar Nema Lufnei Zeh Bo Midbar Sinai, Aval Hakosuv Baloi Matchila Ki Reuyim Hayu Yisrael. It's repeated because what we want to point out is that we were Roi LeKabel HaTorah B'Midbar Dafka. That it has to be in the midbar. Ki HaAdam Shenikra Al Shem Adama, man whose name Adam is because he is the Adama that's capable of being worked so that marvelous yields and harvests can come forth. Kasher ein loy Torah, but if there's no Torah, if this Adam doesn't work on himself and doesn't choose to make the necessary work to develop what can come out of this Adama, what will it remain? Nechshav kemidbar, then it's just the midbar. She'ein bo esev v'tzemach adama. It's empty. It's barren. Usdei bur nechshav hu. Yosem mikol habalichayim ka'amur. And it's just completely empty, worthless. More so than in the case of any animal, because an animal is by its nature going to have the properties and gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon that species. You don't have to train a lion to roar. It's going to roar, and it's going to hunt, and it's going to do what it does. And its nature will be as the nature of lions will always be, and has always been. And so it is for every creature. Each creature has its nature, and its traits, and its qualities, and that's it. That's God-given. Not so man. Man has to develop and choose to not be the boor. He says, midbar is from the word boor, meaning that it's wild and empty, and it's completely vast, but not at all containing a value. She habalechayim nikroim. Listen to this, he says. Animals are called behema. Why? Al shem sheyesh bo ma. They have something. Bo ma, meaning they have a nature intrinsically. Behema is called behema because bo ma. They have the nature that they have, the qualities that they have, the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon them, such that they have certain traits and certain nature. The Hainu Masha Nivrais Habahema Alov Nimtzeima Bibriyasa. What an animal is by nature, that's how it was created. Ve'ilu ha'adam. Adam is like Adama. Nikra Adam Nipnei Shehu Kemai Adama Shehi Bekayach Bilvad. Man is called Adam because like Adama, It's empty unless and until someone turns over the soil, someone prepares it, someone plants, someone brings out and propagates and nurtures, and then a person can become full of greatness and yields a great life and becomes a great human being. But that's Adam. Like Adam, it takes a tremendous amount of work. V'lochein kol zman shelo kibel ha-toira harei hu kemoi midbar. Without Toira, a human being, a man, a woman, is a midbar. A vast, empty wilderness, nothing cultivated, nothing grown, nothing harvested. Shehu makom bur, b'loi pri, without any fruit, without anything that you can say, ah, this is the accomplishment, this is the value brought and donated to the universe, to the world, by this man. Ki chaser ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah, because without Torah and mitzvah, yikare bur, meaning something vast in potential, but yet empty and totally unaccomplishing, not yet yielding any fruit. Obishvil, now we'll continue and we'll conclude with the beginning of this next paragraph, because this is the point that was made when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim. Ubishvil chesrun ha'adam shehu kamay midbar. Therefore, nitin aloi ha'tayra la'ashlimoi. Because man, without the Torah, is this vast, but only potential, undeveloped qualities, undeveloped quantity. Man is this undeveloped thing, this undeveloped clump of Adama. V'az ha'adama hazayis maitzia ilanais utzmachim shalom. If the Torah is mashle, if the Torah is given to man and taken in by man and developed within the man, then the person becomes a great peri. He becomes a great and substantial yield and something that gives and benefits mankind and the rest of the world and the universe. V'zehu amram b'Shabbos. This is the basis for that Gemara Masechet Shabbos about which we spoke as we began. Amr b'Shuv ben Levi b'Shosh she'Allah Moshe l'Marim amru malachei Hashoras l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono shel Olam mal yelud isha b'einenu. What is this yelud isha doing here? Amar lahem l'kabel Torah bo. They said, what? Torah? Chum de genuza? Shenignuza lacham misheshis and mebereshis? Tav tav kuf ayin dalad doiris. All these hundreds and hundreds of generations that Torah is sequestered and hidden away because it's a treasure. And it was there. Kodim shenivra ha'ilam. Atam avakish lidna labas vadam. Ma enosh kisizkerenu. Uven adam kitifkedenu. Hashem adonenu mad. Shem chobuchal aretz. Asher t'nohoitcha ala shemayim. So, going on and on through the Medrash, the Maral asks many, many questions. One of them is about this issue of Ma Li Yilud Isha, why he is called, why Moshe Rabbeinu was called a Yilud Isha. If you look to the left side of page Yud Beis, the paragraph beginning, Avol Perush HaMaimur Hazeh, he says, because man is this vast but empty midbar with tremendous potential but still totally devoid of anything but just full of potential, he cannot be reaching and fulfilling his potential without Torah. Nitna lo Torah min ha-shamayim lehashlimoi. A great, great creature, a great creation man, has to become made whole, but can't without Torah. Said, woman is to receive from the zachar, from the male, what is a receiver doing in Shemayim? Shemayim is about giving and providing and causing, not receiving. Talking about us as Yelud Isha is a way of pointing that we are recipients. We are the ones who receive, not who provide. And Shemayim is about providing. He is from her, from woman. There's no Kabbalah here in the Elyonim. We are the providers and the cause, not the receivers and the results. So, the idea of the Malachim being refuted ultimately, and having to be refuted, is because the Malachim, in fact, are making a very good point, saying that no recipient, no receiver belongs here in Shemayim. And that's why they call him Yelud Isha. This is just the beginning of a much longer piece of the Maharal, but what it is highlighting is what we have said earlier, that man's name of Adam is because he is the receiver of everything that has to be done to give Adama its ability to produce. The work of the Shor and the Chamor. The reason why we have the counting of Sfira from the time of the Minchas Se'irim is because those Se'irim are the ways to begin knowing, do the work, take on the heavy Masui, the all and the Masui of Torah, of the Shor and the Chamor, and do that work. Do it with great physical dedication, with mental prowess, all pointing toward how I need to understand that Blat Gemara, how I need to understand this Sugya, how it means so much to me, and I dedicate myself, therefore, physically, spiritually. That work can take years, but ultimately, we take Adama, a mere clump of earth, Adam, and we create a great human being, a great Jew. We take a Yelud Isha, and we say, yes, he's a Yelud Isha. He's the ultimate in receiving. Animals are not receiving. They are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which they have by nature. Man is the one who receives Torah, who takes in the Torah. If he chooses to take the Torah and make of himself, develop within himself all of the vast potential, he won't remain a midbar. He's not going to be a place that's boor, that's wild and desolate and uncultivated, but rather he's going to become a tremendously developed and beautifully, expressive witness to that which was blown into him in his neshama. He's going to develop the neshama. He's going to express the beauty of that which was imparted to him, and show how he has taken it and developed it to the best of his ability to bring out as much of his full potential as possible. That is the work of being Amel B'Torah. And on Chag Shavuos, we are once again given the opportunity to be Mekabel the Torah and then dedicate our receiving of Torah so that we can make of ourselves, build within ourselves from the Adam, the Adama, that's this vast, fertile soil within us, and bring out tremendous yields, tremendous results, the most beautiful Peiros. Shavuos is the Yom Adin for the Peiros Ha'ilan, and those Peiros Ha'ilan are us, Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh, and we are going to Mirtz Hashem develop tremendously Mirtz Hashem this Yom Tov of Shavuos and in the days to follow, because we're going to take the Torah and make the most of the Adama that is us, that is Adam, becoming Mushlam, becoming whole, because we are Yelud Isha. And Yelud Isha means we are recipients. We want to receive the Torah, because then we know we can become somewhat a mushlim. We can become whole. All the potential that's there, all the vast possibilities that are latently within us, will be actualized.